This week, a parole board decided that Jonathan Pollard will be released from prison in November, 30 years after he provided Israel with confidential U.S. intelligence he stole while working for the Navy. His supporters, including Israeli officials who admit he spied for them, have long said his sentence was too harsh and his knowledge now useless. His critics say he violated the country's trust and he's still a threat with a photographic memory of damaging information. And now, some say his release is just to placate Israel in light of the Iran deal, which the Obama administration denies. Ronald Olive is a former member of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. He investigated the Pollard case. So, Ron, what exactly did Jonathan Pollard do?
For 18 months, Jonathan Pollard spied for Israel. 2 to 3 times a day during the week, he would gather up top-secret material, put it in his briefcase out of our headquarters in Suitland, Maryland, walk out the door, get in his car, and take that material, park, put it in the trunk, and come back. 2 or 3 days a week, 2 or 3 times a day, he would steal these documents, take them home, and prepare them to give to Israel at a safe house. When they did a damage assessment after he was arrested, they found out that if they would stack what he stole, it would be 6 foot wide, 6 foot high, and 10 feet long, close to well over a million documents he gave to the Israelis.
Well, and by the way, his trial captivated people. He and his wife, his first wife, was involved with this. They used
They used
language like, we have to meet with the cactus people. This enthralled people at the time.
Yeah, cactus was a code word. And when we went to interrogate Pollard, he told his wife, because there was a lot of spies being caught at this time around 1984, 1985. It was incredible. And he was afraid. So on a Sunday night, he tells his wife that if I ever in any way use the word cactus with you on the phone, you know I am in trouble and you need to get all of our highly classified documents out of our apartment and get rid of them.
His wife was given a 5-year sentence. But this was just a fiery time, and it captured the imagination. But his supporters say, first of all, he never should have been in Navy intelligence. He had drug problems, allegedly. He was kind of an odd character. And that Israel was our ally. So it's not as if he was sending information to an enemy. That's their case for wanting to lessen his charges. You say what?
I say, first of all, what he did to our country and the quantity and the quality of the information he stole was at the highest classification level. Jonathan Pollard stole top-secret, sensitive compartment information from almost every intelligence outfit in Washington, D.C.
Then, over the next several decades, he became a bargaining chip in just about every peace talks that or negotiation that Israel and the U.S. were involved in. We're thinking of when then President Clinton, was involved in Mideast peace talks. There was a deal completely signed, sealed, and almost delivered, and at the last second, Prime Minister Netanyahu, his first go-round as prime minister, in the very last second said, oh, and I want Jonathan Pollard released. How much has he been this kind of bargaining chip for the last several decades?
He has been a bargaining chip, I would say, for the last 30 years. That Y Plantation conference, you know, Yasser Arafat was there, too. When President Clinton was going to go along with Yasser Arafat, and the bargaining chip with Netanyahu was Jonathan Pollard. And a lot of people don't know the story that when George Tenet, who was the director of the CIA at the time, heard that President Clinton was going to release him immediately, I mean, he got in touch with President Clinton, and I talked to George Tenet. He said to the President of the United States, if you release Jonathan Pollard without going through the entire intelligence community, I will give you my resignation immediately. Hmm. President Clinton, like, whoa, this must really be serious. So he backed down from that. That was a good move on his part.
He's being released now, the administration says, not because it has anything to do with the ongoing deal with Iran and Israel's objection to that deal, but because the mandatory limit in the sentence has been reached, 30 years, and the parole board took the case up. But do you think that he's still dangerous?
Jonathan Pollard is a very intelligent individual. And, you know, people say, well, it's been 30 years. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that still is classified. I can't prove it, but I can imagine that he still has a lot of information. Whether it would be changed over this amount of time, yes. But some things don't change.
Well, that's the opinion of Ronald Olive, former member of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, which led the investigation into Jonathan Pollard's espionage case, also author of Capturing Jonathan Pollard, How One of the Most Notorious Spies in American History Was Brought to Justice. It's really quite a fascinating story. Ron, thanks for sharing your view of it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much.
And Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now.